Hallelujah. Stand up and pick your Bibles and open Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. I want to talk to somebody. And may that person hear me this morning in the name of Jesus. And I'm reading one verse 18. And let's be very reverent. You may be the one that need to hear this. That scripture says, everybody, okay, to show that you are with us. Everybody, let's go. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he and happy is she. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated without protest. Amen. Where there is no vision. And I'm looking at an exhortation this morning that I titled The Pursuit of Destiny. The Pursuit of Destiny. The topic, The Pursuit of Destiny. Destiny. And I asked this question, I started this exhortation during our Thursday breakthrough, but I looked at it from achieving success in life. But this time I'm looking at the other side of what this thing about destiny is all about, as far as it pertains to a Christian. Now, who will say you know your destiny? Can I see your hand up? You know your destiny. Your destination in life. Now, do you know your destiny? How did you know your destiny?
By vision and revelation.
Eh?
By vision and revelation.
See that, let me hear another person. Who again? Any sister?
Yes, sir.
No sister has destiny.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, your destiny is to marry Abby. Yes?
It's true dream, sir.
Thank you. The two of you are correct. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands for yourself. Hallelujah. Now it's important. I truly pray that somebody will grasp what we want to share today. Because if without vision, the people perish, and you don't want to perish, then it is necessary that you have vision. Am I correct? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What is this thing called vision? It is your or my imagination that influences my aspiration. There's something you are aspiring to achieve. But there is a picture you have. That is the imagination. Image. Imagination comes from image. A picture you have that influences what you aspire to be, your aspiration. Your dreams, therefore, your imagination, therefore, you know, determines your destiny, your destination. The truth is this: to achieve anything in life, you must first have a mission, a goal, a hope, or a vision before you can accomplish anything. You don't talk of accomplishment until there is a mission, until there is a goal, until there's something you are hoping to achieve, which is what we call the vision. Without a planned destination, no one knows where to go. You can't take off here now and say you want to go somewhere without a plan of how to reach that place, by trekking, by Okada, by commercial vehicle, by train or by air or by sea, there must be a planned destination. If not, you will know where to go. Therefore, praise the Lord. Your vision is your destiny. And therefore, your destiny is a picture of the future. The vision of your destiny. Your vision is your destiny. A picture of the future that produces passion. So I've introduced another word, passion now. When you say you are passionate over anything, it is defined by the efforts you put to achieve that thing. The effort you put in there is what is called passion. Body, soul, and spirit put into it. Amen. What produces that passion is that picture of the future. Amen. So, like our brother and our sister spoke, dreams, prophecies are given by God to individuals. It is to define their destinies. Every one of us here that has any future at all, the future you are confident to say, this is my future, it is because you already have a dream of it. You've already had a vision of it. Or a prophecy has been given to you concerning it. And it says, without vision, the people perish. I'm going somewhere this morning. Hallelujah. Like I spoke during the crossover, this month is the month to pursue, overtake, and do what? And conquer some, conquer all. But how can you pursue when you don't have anything to get from pursuing? You can only pursue something you know exists. Amen. If not, you'll be running like a human has run without a message. You'll be pursuing air. You know, there are people that sell, their business is they sell air. That is, they sell nothing. They are agents. There are people that say they are agent, property agent, business agent of non-existent properties and non-existent businesses. You follow them, you don't waste your time for nothing. I have this. Then when you say, where is the address? He say, wait. Then he will call somebody because he overheard it when they were talking somewhere. So he to take off, he's to his marketing what he has not confirmed. You cannot pursue something you are not sure exists. So this month, why will you be pursuing? It is, amen. It's more than pursuing somebody who is owing you money. Pursuing somebody who is holding your property. Life is more than that. There is more serious thing for us to pursue this month than to pursue somebody who is owing you. Than to pursue somebody who is holding your whatever it is. Amen. Your life is defined by your destiny. So one of the things you will pursue is to pursue destiny destroyers. Pursue destiny destroyers. Get back your destiny and make sure you do away with those destroyers of destiny. And every one of us, we have our destinies in a dual direction. The destiny to achieve as human beings on earth here, and the destiny, our destination of life beyond this earth. And unless you are able to catch what this your destiny is, the vision you have of your destiny, of your destination, of what you are supposed to achieve, you will be like Esau. Many of us are just like Esau in the Bible. And this is the commentary of Esau in Hebrews chapter 12. Let's read it. Verse 16 and verse 17. And this is the warning of Apostle Paul to every one of us. Lest there be any fornicator, or, my emphasis is the second, or, profane person, profanity, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat, pepper soup, is you, goat meat, sold his birthright. And this is the result. For you know how that afterward, by the time he got to realize his estate, when he would have inherited the blessing, there is a blessing that was his destination, his destiny, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. He lost it. And many of us are like Esau. God has already revealed to you your destination, your destiny in life. And how do I know you are like Esau? You have no focus. You have no ambition. You have no direction. You have no passion. You are not passionate about anything that pertaining to your progress in life. I say it, being a pastor and being naturally a very observant person, I see a lot of things and I ask a lot of questions. The only reason you see some people behave the way they behave is just the lack of vision. Lack of vision. The same thing. Hallelujah. Jacob, he saw what Esau had. He knew the importance of that birthright, and he would do everything to get it. He saw, if only I can get what Esau had. So that you'll understand, amen, the parable of the talent. Why he said he will remove the one that was given to you, you didn't use it. He said he would take it and give it to the one that had the 10. Why? Amen. To whom? He that had much, it will be added to him again, because he had regard for what he got and he used it very well. You don't have regard for what you have to be removed from you and given to him who has regard for it. That was fulfilled in the story of Jacob. He did everything to get it. There's something about destiny when it's revealed to you, like I said, it keeps your life focused. It keeps you watching what God is saying, what that dream told you, what that vision told you, what that prophecy told you. It keeps you focused on it. And people who are focused, amen, you see them different from people who are not focused. Those of us who have gone to higher institutions, you always see two groups of people in the school there. There are people that go to the school and they go there to achieve. They go there to achieve the purpose they came to school, because there is a vision they have. From when you were small, somebody is asking, what do you hope to achieve? I want to be a medical doctor. If that is the vision of a child, want to be a medical doctor, then it will define how he will take his education seriously. He won't go to the school and join cult. She won't go to the school and be having boyfriend and going to parties and sneaking and going up and down when they should be in school. Why? Because the person is focused, has a vision. Your vision is no vision until you receive it, until you value it, until you accept it, until you see the importance. It will become valueless to you. And it is not about somebody telling you. It has to be your personal revelation. It has to be your personal conviction. Vision is personal. Personal. It's not even something that you share from someone. Hallelujah. It's not something you share. It is something you keep to yourself. Because anything that will distort that vision, you want to keep away from it. And always remember, no one, not even your father, not even your mother, will do it. I have seen people, will stop you from achieving your vision. I've seen people that go to school. Their father wanted them to be a lawyer, but they want to be a musician. So, amen. I know one of them spoke to me personally. He's a medical doctor. And I asked him, but you're a medical doctor, but now you have finished, qualified, finished whatever they call their house, whatever they do. Now to go and practice, he said, lie, I did that to satisfy my father. I'm not going to do any medical practice, anything. This is what I want to do. When you personalize a vision, not even your father or your mother can stop it. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Okay. We have, and not even your enemy can stop it. Now, this is the aspect that we need to concentrate on. For visionary people, not even your enemy can stop it. No witch, no wizard can stop a God-given destiny. Oh, somebody, you need to understand this. The passion that you have cannot be stopped. The force of vision, nothing can stop it. And one interesting thing about the vision is that if that vision is given by God and you have not yet achieved that vision, you will not die. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. If God has spoken that this is what I have destined for you to achieve, until you achieve it, stop praying against untimely death, you will not die. Even if you are in that aircraft and everybody crash, if that vision is not yet fulfilled, you will come out alive. I don't know if you understand it. If they give you poison to drink, you will shit it out. Hallelujah. If you match poison, God will lead you to a pastor that will pray it away. Oh, you don't understand. Go and hear the story of Joseph. Oh, glory be to God. Joseph was loved by his father. But it is not the father's love that brought hatred for him. It was his destiny. Hallelujah. And sometimes some of this revelation of destiny, you don't speak it out. It is personal. It is not a sermon. It is not information for people. It is meant for you. Some troubles we acquire is always because we talk too much. Yaga, 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 yaga. I told you, the guiding principle for dissemination of information is the need to know. That is what guides if you have to inform anybody anything. About anything, whether it's your wife, it's not. They said, tell your wife everything. You have to tell your wife everything that she needs to know. You have to tell your husband only the things that he needs to know. Why does he need this information I am telling him? When you find the answer, you discover he needs it, then you give it to him. Why do you need to tell your girlfriend about the relationship with a young man that is coming to you? Why are you telling, before the man even take root, you have already told her. See, I'm in the email. He tell me, say, does she need to know? Is she your prayer partner? If she's your prayer partner, then she needs to know it as a prayer point. What other reason do you have to tell her of the young man that is coming to you? It's true. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Why do you need to tell everybody that you are going for job interview? Why do you need to tell everybody that you are going for visa interview? Why do you need to tell anybody that you are traveling? Why do you need to tell anybody that you have started a foundation for your building? Does the person need to know? And this is how you know the enemies. When they find out you are doing something that you didn't tell them, you say, you claim to be a friend, and you didn't tell me that you have started foundation. I would say, why do I need to tell you? Why? Why is it a crime that I didn't tell you? Enemies of progress. Hallelujah. Praise God. I found out recently, there's a minister outside Lagos that is a friend of mine, that is interested in everything that happened in this church. Everything that happens in this church, he's aware. But there is nothing that happens in his church that I know. I don't even know how many members he has in his church. I don't know the name of one single member of his church, apart from members of his family. But everything happening here, he knows even before I know. Amen. Praise God. And I don't know why. Why are you interested? Why are you interested in what is happening here? And it's always the negative things they're interested in knowing. They will call you to ask you about the negative thing. But if you preach a wonderful sermon, they will not call you to say, Kai, that your sermon you preach, I listen to it, it's wonderful. That's how you know enemies of your destiny. Joseph, foolish man, suffered for nothing. He had a dream of his destiny. And the summary and interpretation of that dream is that one day he's going to be a king. Even his father, his mother, and all of you, my brothers, you will bow before me. And he had this dream when he was just 17 years old. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Can start reading the story of Joseph from Genesis chapter 37 and on and other chapters ahead. Then you'll understand what Joseph went through. And as soon as he left, he went and told his brothers. Joseph was always a dreamer. Anytime he dreamed, talk. It's not every revelation you see, you talk. It's not every revelation. There are some revelations you receive that is just for your information, personal information. Amen. Hallelujah. You see revelation that a friend of yours is a thief. You go and say, the Lord revealed to me that you are a thief. Okay now. Amen. Is that why God revealed to you? God is revealing to you so that you will guard your property. So that you will guard your property so that he will not steal it from you. That's the reason God revealed to you. Not to go and say, God say you are a thief. Praise God. Amen. God is revealing to you that the person that is claiming to be your close friend is a hypocrite. He's your enemy. Then you are coming. I have revelation. They say, what did you mean? Are you the causer? If you don't change, I will show you that I'm a daughter of God. You have finished yourself. Himself will show you I'm a devil. Then light and darkness fight begins. And mostly, you know, if we shall be fighting, therefore, be guided by this. Anytime you have to tell your wife anything, tell your friend anything, tell your husband anything, even tell your pastor anything, even your prayer group, what do you call it, prayer partner, anything, you must first ask, does he need to know this? If the answer is he doesn't need it, then keep quiet and keep it to yourself. When it happens, whatever you see happening, then you know, oh, this is what I saw. Father, I thank you. You can't catch me. Now Joseph, therefore, revealed his destiny. And you see what it attracted to him. It attracted enmity. And the next thing why I say, nothing can stop you fulfilling a God-given vision. If you accept that vision and you are focused and passionate about that vision. Joseph, immediately they plan to kill him. You can't die. I repeat, you can't die. Well, if you read the story, eventually he was sold to those Midianites, those Ishmaelites, as a slave. They first threw him inside a well, a dry well. Throw him inside there. They were to leave him there and go. His brother helped him and said, look, oh yeah, let's sell him. But I also want you to note, amen, from the story of Joseph, we can also note the meaning of Romans 8:28. All things, he said, we know. We there is we destined people of God. How many of them are here? How many? Wave your hand. You know you have a destiny given by God. Thank you. Put down your hand. We know that all things work together for good to them. Hallelujah. That love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And that purpose is your destiny. Amen. While they thought they were going to finish Joseph, they were pushing him to the fulfillment of his dream. So that people who are visionary have Have this in mind. You are so focused in your dream that nothing will discourage you. You are so focused. Why will Joseph, everywhere he went, even as a slave, he behaved himself? Why? He saw himself through that vision, that dream he had, that he was a king. He's a king. I don't know what is happening, but I know every revelation I see come to pass. I know God showed me. And sometimes when God is revealing your future for you, it keeps repeating. It keeps repeating. It keeps repeating. Why it is repeating is to let you know the certainty of that vision. Hallelujah. When you look, seem discouraged, that dream will come again. Amen. It's to let you tell you, don't look at the estate you are in now. Look where you are going. And every stage of your life, whatever you pass through, becomes a stepping stone. Amen. Every aspect of your life, every experience you have, is a stepping stone moving you closer and closer and closer to your destiny. Now, people who do this, who catch this revelation, they don't have enemies. They don't have enemies. Hallelujah. Because everything, they soon discover that I would not have been here if not for the action of so-so-so person. The action of my uncle. I wouldn't have been in Lagos. I wouldn't have been a prophet today that is known now all over the world through Bright Television and through traveling to ministration if I did not enter prison in Italy. Everybody know my own. Now, would they know everybody own too, through me? Daniel. Daniel, wave your hand now. Is that not your testimony? Daniel, Prophet Daniel. Eh? Prophet Daniel. Hallelujah. If you did not enter prison and you committed the offense that sent you to prison, oh, let me say you don't commit them. Oh. Amen. He said, along the trail that's winding always upward, this troubled world is not mine. No. Hallelujah. Listen. And when he entered that prison, he thought, life is over. And to tell you that they were packaging you to your destiny, oh, glory be to God. Let's go back to Daniel again. Prophet Daniel, when did you know before you go to Europe that you were destined to be a minister of God? Did you know?
No, sir.
You never ever saw it?
No, sir.
You never ever had a revelation?
I normally see myself when I will be in a dream, like when I will be flying and all those things. But normally,
like a witch.
But I only discover one thing, because my grandmother was a idol worshipper, so whenever he tie, there are some things they normally do. They call it esu. So when he tie all those things, when I was very small, I only discovered that when he went back inside, I will go there, go and scatter that thing.
Like Gideon.
I will go there, go and scatter that thing. So okay. I always see myself doing that.
Now, you see, this is now pointing to another dimension. Amen. Hallelujah. But that's not the area. Let me just focus in the area I'm going for today. Now, you discover that to achieve what God has ordained for you, nothing can kill you if God has ordained a future for you. I keep repeating this.
Sure.
See, I keep repeating this. I said this for somebody to remove fear from your life. Amen. Remove fear from your remove fear. Faith is the substance of things you hope for. The evidence of things not seen. Why are you having faith? Why are you not afraid of death? It's because you know there's something God has shown you. David encouraged himself in the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. There's something that you are supposed to encourage yourself. That when a man tells you, I will finish you, you say, you can't finish me. Why? I am saved. Whatever may betide me, I am saved. Whoever may betide me, I am saved. Whatever may betide me, in the Lord of his hand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Unless you catch this, you will not know how to enjoy your life on this earth without fear. Daniel, I know your history of how you got to Europe.
Sure.
You went through the desert.
Yes, sir.
You went through the sea.
Yes, sir.
Many people died in that your group.
Yes, sir.
But you were alive.
Yes, sir.
Because you had a destiny.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. When peace like a river attended my way, when souls are seen billows roll, oh, whatever my Lord has taught me to know, watches over his word to perform it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Except it is not God that has spoken. Prophet Daniel.
Daddy.
Amen. Amen. When you receive this and your passport, I heard you singing, it pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. You know, you were singing that song.
I was singing that song.
Hallelujah. Now you are flying overseas now. Eh? But when you decided to go it your own way, you no suffer work for nothing.
That is true.
And that is the estate of many people here. You were perishing in the desert, suffer in the desert, suffered for water, suffered in Libya, suffered or risk your life. Oh. Amen. Why? You desired to be in Europe. So you were consumed by that passion until you were ready to risk your life. Pursuing a wrong thing without vision, the people perish. I mean, give us a microphone. Go and sit down. Until you catch this revelation, you continue to be looking at witches and wizards. As if they have the capability from stopping you achieve what God has destined you for. You begin to live a life of fear, 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 and no peace within anymore. You are not going to achieve your destiny by not sleeping in life. Every night, vigil, 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 vigil. Hallelujah. And when I speak from my heart too, from my own experience. I told you, I said, when it stays so long, I will not have a child. Then one day I said, okay, God, tell me now. I will not pray again. How many are the call? Don't they hear me? Let me know I'm destined to be without any child. Oh yeah. And suddenly, I saw a movement at my back. And I turned and I saw one Orobo boy sitting down like this. With small hair like this for here. I was wondering what, then I realized it was a trance. From that day, I told my wife, a boy is coming.
Hallelujah.
But you know what? That boy didn't come until 8 years after that revelation. But do you know what? I never lost focus of that because I know anything God shows me come to pass. When you have that, that is the vision. Therefore, it became a point of focus that determines whether I should be afraid of anything at all. And I gave you the example of what happened to me in a very rough flight that we took in the night from here to Abuja. And we met a very bad weather. And this pilot was very stubborn. Instead of turning back, he was still entering and entering and entering. Sometimes we know whether we are upside down, whether we are this. Sometimes we drop like stone. Sometimes we come up and we go like that. Everybody was shouting in the plane. I was calm. A woman was sitting by my side. In one whole seat, by mistake, hold me. At the point of death, anything happens. I say, madam, nothing will happen. Don't be afraid, madam. Not. I'm telling you people this in the name of the Lord Jesus. I was calm. And when we came down, eventually, the woman came to me. Excuse me, are you a pastor? I was not a pastor. Are you a pastor? I said, no. He said, but we were all afraid. Why were you not afraid? I said, you will not understand. Why will she not understand? Because that boy that God told me has not come. Since that boy has not come, hallelujah, he has not come, I cannot die. I was sure I cannot die. Except it is not God that gave me the vision. And I knew it was God that gave me the vision. Pastor Moses, are you talking to yourself? I'm talking to you that God gave you a revelation of who your husband will be. Why are you up till now? You never marry, you will not understand. He never come. But then they come now, then they come, but not be him come. There is a man God showed me. When that man come, I will know he's the one. He is coming. He is coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming.